into you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we start, let's have a prayer.
我们一起来先祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你是我们的神。
We thank you for sending Jesus Christ to come to live with us.
我们感谢你，差遣主耶稣基督来到世界上为我们而死。
Die on the cross.
他是来到世界上为我们而活，为我们而死在十字架上。
Shed his blood for all of us.
主耶稣流他的宝血是为了我们每一个人。
So that for those who come in your name can be saved.
以至于所有来到主耶稣面前的人都可以得救。
We ask that your name be glorified today.
我们祷告，愿你的名得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.In August 16, 2013, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn signed into a law that banned the use of handheld devices behind the wheel.
在2013年8月16号，我们伊利诺州的州长签署了一项法律，会禁止驾驶在驾驶的时候使用手拿的各种器材。
We all know that the law takes effect on January 1st, 2014.
我们都晓得这项法律已经在今年的1月1号开始生效了。
Governor issued a statement saying that too many Illinois families have suffered because of accidents.
我们的州长曾经发表了这样一位声明，他说在伊利诺州，太多的家庭是因为受害是因为那些车祸，事实上这些车祸是可以避免的。
Anyone driving a car should be careful, responsive, and alert behind the wheel.
任何一个驾驶员都在开车的时候都应该小心谨慎，并且能够应变。
However, drivers still could legally make calls on handphone in case of an emergency.
驾驶员如果遇到紧急状况的时候，还是合法的，可以用手机来求救。
Less than 5 years ago, a 17-year-old Eureka High School student was killed in an accident.
大概在五年以前，在Eureka 这个高中有一个17岁的学生，他就是因为车祸而丧命。
She was doing texting while driving her SUV, but was not wearing a seat belt.
在车祸车子出事的时候，他正在发那个用手机发短信，而且他也没有绑上安全带。
Last year, a University of Northern Colorado student from Boulder passed away.
去年有一个北科罗拉州大学的学生也是因为车祸而去世。
From injuries he sustained from losing a control of his car while driving.
他的车子失控了，然后又翻车了，他就因为身受重伤而死亡。
He was texting to his friend while driving, but he never finished the sentence.
他在开车的出事的之前也是在用手机发短信，那很可惜他不能够完成他的信息的那个句子。
I think the main goal of this law is public safety.
我们知道这个法律主要的目标就是为了要维持公众的安全。
And that's what we all want.
我们都希望有得到这样的安全。
Too often we saw people driving, talking while driving, driving the car and texting.
我们常常看到很多人在开车的时候一边开车一边讲话一边发短信。
They are not driving in a safety manner.
这样的开车是并不安全的行为。
People often forget that technology has brought convenience to us.
人们常常忘记科技是会带给我们一些方便。
If they are used properly.
如果我们使用科技，适当的使用这些科技。
But at the same time, it can cause harms to other people.
但是同时这些科技也可能会造成伤害。
If they are not used properly.
如果我们使用不得当的话。
Today we're going back to look at a different kind of law. that we continue to study the first book of Timothy.
今天我们要来看一看另外一套的法律，就是这就是这律圣经里面的律法，就是我们要开始来研读提摩太前书。
The law in the Bible, which is the universal spiritual law.
圣经里面的法律我们叫做律法，这个律法是放诸四海而皆准的，是属灵的律法。
It applies to every single one of us, just as the physical law that govern our life every day.
圣经里的律法是适用于每一个世界上每一个人，就像这个物理的定律主宰我们每天的生活一样。
The purpose behind Paul writing this letter to Timothy is to give him encouragement and instruction to know how to deal with the church issues.
保罗写信给提摩太，主要的目的就是要给他一些鼓励，并且教导，使提摩太能够处理教会里面的各样问题。
Paul instructed Timothy to preserve the Christian faith by teaching sound doctrines.
保罗教导提摩太要持守基督徒的信心，就是借着一个教导这个健全的教义。
As well as modeling a righteous and holy living as a Christian.
另外呢，也是鼓励提摩太，他要作为一个基督徒的好榜样，借着他是一个有公义有圣洁生活的基督徒。
Paul entrusted it is inevitable that Christians must know the truth in order to defend it.
保罗强调这一点，这是不可避免，非常必要的。所有的基督徒都应该要知道真理，并且能够维护真理。
We must cling to the belief that Christ came to save sinners, and we should try to stay away from those who twisted the word of God for their own purpose.
我们一定要持守这样的信念，那就是基督来是为了拯救罪人，并且我们也要避免要远离那些为了私义而扭曲圣经真理的人。
Paul also pointed out that false teachers wanted to become famous teachers of God's law.
保罗指出来，那些假教师是希望能够成为教导圣经的名师。
But however, they didn't even understand the purpose of the law.
但是呢，他们事实上并不甚至不明白律法的功用、律法的目的。
Just like the Pharisees.
就像那些法利赛人。
Sadducees.
撒杜该人。
And the religious leader during the time of Jesus.
还有那些在耶稣时代的那些宗教领袖。
Jesus often criticized them for being hypocrites.
耶稣批评他们都是伪君子。
Because they fail to understand the will of God and applying the law correctly.
因为他们并不能够真正明白神的旨意，并且他们错误地运用律法。
So what's the law?
到底什么是律法呢？
There are hundreds of commands given to the Israelites.
以色列神赐给以色列人几百条的命令。
But the phrase law refers specifically to a compilation of decrees.Found in the first five books of Moses.
但是当我们讲到律法的时候，特别指的就是指就是圣经里面最前面的五本书里面的一些命令。
The whole body of the law was given the name Torah.
犹太人管把这种前面圣经前面五本书叫做 Torah， 就是教导就是教导诫命。
There are 613 laws.
一共有613条律法。
Basically, they are divided into three categories.
这些律法大概可以分为三大类。
Namely, the ceremonial law, the civil law, and the moral law.
那就是包括仪式法，还有民事法，还有道德法这三方面。
The ceremonial law are related to God's teaching people of Israel to know how to worship Him.
在仪式法的话，就是主要是教导神的子民以色列人如何来敬拜神。
With great emphasis on sacrifices.
仪式法的重点是在强调各样献祭的规矩。
For example,
比如说
You can offer a sheep or goat without blemish as a sin sacrifice to God.
我们他们可以献上也没有完全没有瑕疵的羊羔或者是公羊作为一个赎罪一个赎罪祭献给神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Sacrifice were God's way, God's Old Testament way for people to ask for forgiveness for their sin.
为什么要这样做呢？在旧约时代，这是神的方法，是要人们用这要得到罪责赦免的话，就要去献祭。
God also make it clear that sin separates people from having a relationship with God.
神很明白地指出来因为罪会把人跟神的关系断绝。
Secondly, the civil law applied to a daily living of the people of Israel.
第二类是这个民法这个是跟以色列民每天日常生活有关的。
For example,
比如说
if a man has recently married,
一个男人如果结婚了
He must not be sent to war or have any other duty lay on him.
他就不必要被送出去打仗或者是去履行其他的义务。
For 1 year, he is to be free at home and stay at home and bring happiness to his wife.
是有一年的时间，他都应该是应该是在家里清闲一年，使他所娶的妻快活。
The moral law, such as the Ten Commandments, is a direct command from God.
我们再来讲到道德法、道德律，就包括神的十诫。
It requires strict obedience.
它是要求我们完全的顺服。
The commandments were designed to lead Israel to a life of practical holiness.
这些道德法的目的就是是为了要带领以色列人能够过一个实际上圣洁的生活。
The commands and guidelines were intended to direct us to meet the needs of each individual in a loving and responsible way.
这些命令准则主要是为了要帮助我们能够迎合我们每一个人每天生活中的需要，而且是用一种非常有爱心并且负责任的方式。
For example,
举例来说
，You should have no other gods before me.
除了耶和华以外，不可有别神。
Paul said in verse 5-7 what his goal is in all his preaching and ministry.
保罗在提摩太前书第一章5-7里面提到他传道他的服事的目标。
And why certain people have failed in reaching this goal by the way they are using the law?
他并且指出来为什么有些人不能达到这个目标，是因为他们使用律法不当。
He say in verse 5, the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
在第五节保罗指出来说，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
That's the goal.
这就是律法的目标。
And how to get there?
我们要怎样达到这样的目标呢？
Notice that the path to love is not the works of the law.
请注意，我们要这个我们守律法的工作，并不等于我们能够达到这个爱心。
You cannot get there by following the law.
我们不能得到有爱心，就是靠着我们遵守律法。
It is a result of having a relationship with Jesus Christ and walking with the Holy Spirit.
要有爱心，这是因为我们个人跟主耶稣基督，有一个个人的关系，并且是我们与圣灵同行所产生出来的结果。
Love is a product of the Holy Spirit in the believers.
爱心是圣灵在信徒生活中所产生出来的一个结果。
When we join our life with Christ,
当我们的生命与基督连结的时候，
When we love Him,
当我们爱主耶稣的时候，
When we remember Him,
我们纪念主耶稣的时候，
Obedient to Him,
我们顺服主耶稣，
And imitate Him,
并且效法主耶稣。
In other words,
换句话说，
The way to pursue love is by focusing on the transformation of the heart.
要产生爱心的话，必须我们要着重在心人心的改变。
And the conscience and the awakening and strengthening of faith, which can only be brought about through Jesus Christ.
我们必须要专注到人心的改变、良心的改变，还有我们信心的觉醒跟加强，这些都只有靠着耶稣基督才能够办到。
Love cannot be pursued first.
爱是不能够一直去追求的。
Or decisively by focusing on a list of behavior commandments and striving to conform them.
或者是说很武断的，就是我们要来决定有一个列一个清单，有一些行为命令，我们努力的去做到它就可以就。
In other words.It is not by following the law.
换句话说，爱心并不是能够靠着遵守律法就能得到的。
This is what we must die to.
我们一定要放弃这样的念头。
Notice that in verse 6, Paul said that some have already departed from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
在第六节当中保罗指出来有些人已经离弃了这些清洁的心无愧的良心跟无畏的信心。
And that's where the trouble starts.
这就是麻烦开始。
Resulting in false teaching.
这样会带来错误的教导。
This is why Paul warned Timothy about false teachers of their false doctrines, which can lead many people astray.Rather than bringing them to Christ.
这也是为什么保罗要谆谆教诲提摩太要小心那些假教师他们的错误的教导，因为他们的错误的教导不但不能够把人带到基督面前，反而使人偏离走迷失。
So what's the purpose of the law given to Moses 430 years?Later, after God had already made a covenant with Abraham.
我们知道神在跟亚伯拉罕立约以后430年以后，神又给借着摩西来颁发他的律法，这律法的功用到底是什么呢？
Let us read Galatians 3:19.
让我们来读一下加拉太书第三章十九节。
我们一起来读。
我们一起来 let's read together. Let's all read together.这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使经中保之手设立的。
Good. Everything that God does, He does it for a purpose.
神做的每一个事情都是有目的的。
The law was given to show God's standard of conduct.
律法赐下来就是要表明神对于行为的标准。
For one thing, he gave the Israelite the law to help them understand what sin is.
神赐给以色列人律法的目的之一就是要让他们能够了解什么是罪。
And by the law comes the knowledge of sin.
我们借着律法就能够就知道什么是就对罪的知识有认识。
The law points out people's sin and show that it is impossible to obey all his law completely.
律法指出人们的罪，并且显示出来我们是不可能完全遵守律法的全部。
The law is also being used as a tool.To show man of his total helplessness and hopelessness conditions.
律法也是一项工具，向我们显示出来人是人的完全是没有救、没有盼望的情形。
The law is like an MRI scan that reveals our cancer, that provide no cure.
律法呢，就好像医院里的那些扫描设备，能够显示出我们得了癌症，但是并不能够提供我们治疗。
On the positive side.
从正面的方面来看
reveal the nature and will of God.
律法显示出神的本性还有神的旨意。
This explains why the false teachers are making a mess of law and not arriving at a goal of love.
这也就解释出可以解释为什么那些假教师把律法搞混了而且不能够达到这个律法的目的，也就是爱心。
So the question being asked is, are we justified by the law?
所以我们就面对这样一个问题，我们是不是可以靠律法来称义呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不行。
The Bible says that there is no one righteous under the law.
圣经告诉我们，没有一个人是能够靠着律法得着义的。
Each of us has broken every law and therefore deserve to die for our own sin.
我们每一个人都犯了律法的重条，并且是因为我们的罪行，我们是该死的。
Let's read Galatians 3:21.
让我们继续来读加拉太书第三章二十一节。
Let's read.
我们一起来读加拉太书三章二十一节。义就本乎律法。
Since the law is not based on faith or promise, it doesn't make anyone righteous.
我们知道，律法并不是建立在信心或是应许的基础上。
The law condemns and brought judgment.
所以律法并不能够使我们得着义。这个律法是定罪的。
However, it's also powerless to save sinners.
律法是定罪的，并且带来审判。它没有能力来拯救罪人的。
So the purpose of the law was not to provide salvation.
我们知道律法的功用并不是提供我们拯救。
But convince men of their need of a savior, and therefore pointing us to Jesus Christ.
律法是让我们是让我们确认我们需要一位救主，并且把我们指向耶稣基督。
The law is good if used properly, for which it was intended.
律法本身是好的，如果使用得当，就像它原来的用途一样。
Unfortunately,
很不幸的。
People naturally tend to conceive the law as a means of justification.
人常常把律法当作一个手我们能够称义的一个手段。
Something the law is unable to provide.
事实上，律法完全不能够给我们带来义。
Let us read Romans 10:4.
让我们一起来读罗马书第十章第四节。
来，我们
一起来读。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
The word translate end can also mean goal.
我们在这里看到，就是说律法的总结，这个总结也可以翻，也可以指解释成为目标。
Christ is the goal which the law points.
所有的律法都是指向这个目标，这个目标就是基督。
When the goal is reached, the law also comes to an end.
当目标达到的时候，律法就也达到它的终点。
The goal was reached when Christ came to fulfill the law.
律法的目标，那当耶稣来到，并且实现一切的律法，那这律法的目标也就达到了。
He lived a perfect and sinless life in keeping the Ten Commandments, the Torah.
主耶稣的生活是完美无罪的，他完全守了十诫，还有一切这些圣经里面律法的教导， 一切所有的礼仪法或道德法民事法。
Jesus Christ died for us by shedding His blood to cleanse us of our sin.
基督耶稣是流他的宝血，是为了使我们的罪得到赦免。
Therefore, He met the demands of the law so that we are no longer under curse and bondage.
因此主耶稣已经完成了律法的要求，所以呢我们就不再在律法的束缚跟咒诅之下。
He vicarious life and death are totally sufficient for us.
主耶稣代表我们的生活，他的生命，他的死亡，是完全够我们是够我们用的。
So when a person trusts in Christ,
当一个人信靠耶稣的时候，
Christ's righteousness is imputed to that individual so that he is justified.
耶稣基督的义就归到这个人身上，所以这个人就被称义了。
He has the righteousness of God, so the law cannot condemn that individual.
这个信耶稣的人他已经得到基督的公义，所以说这个律法不再能够定这个人的罪。
So the penalty which the law exercised,was paid.
律法运作是要求罪要有惩罚，那这个惩罚已经付上了。
Again, there is no condemnation because the believer is in Christ.
再次的，我要强调说，这个凡是信耶稣基督的，就不再在基督里的，就不再被定罪。
Let us read Hebrew chapter 10, 1 to 4 and 9 and 10.
让我们再一起读希伯来书第十章第四节。
That's okay. We read 9 and 10, that's fine.
希伯来书第十章第九到十节。希伯来书第十章第九到第十节。
That's okay.
那我来给大家读一下希伯来书第十章九到十节。后又说，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
So, by Jesus dying on the cross and shed the blood for us, He has fulfilled the Ten Commandments, requirements.
主耶稣在十字架上舍身流血为我们的罪而死，就已经完成了十诫里面的要求。
Christ died for our sin once and for all.
基督是为我们的罪而死，他为我们的罪付上代价一次，而且是为所有的人永远有效。
Okay, let's read 16 and 18. Hebrew 16:10-18.
让我们再来一起读希伯来书第十章十六节到十八节。希伯来书十章十六到十八节，我们一起来读。主说，那些日子以后，我们与他们所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。
Under God's new covenant,
在神的新的约底下，
God's law is inside of us.
神的律法是在我们心里面。
It is no longer an external set of rules and principles.
神的律法不再是写在外面的一些条文规则。
The Holy Spirit reminds us.The word of God.
圣灵会提醒我们神的话。
Christ's teaching.
基督的教导。
Activates our conscience.
圣灵会让我们的良心敏感。
Influence our motives and desires.
圣灵也会影响我们的动机，我们的喜好。
And wanting us to obey His commands.
圣灵能够感动我们，愿意来遵守神的命令。
As Christians,
我们身为基督徒，
we are no longer bound to the Old Testament law, but rather we are saved by grace and faith in Jesus Christ alone.
我们不再被旧约时代的律法所捆绑，相反的，我们是因着神的恩典和我们对在耶稣基督的信心而得救。
For sin will have no mastery over us.
罪不再能够掌管我们了。
Because we are no longer under law, but under grace.
因为我们不再是活在律法底下，我们是活在恩典底下。
Does it mean we should keep on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样说来，我们是不是可以继续犯罪，所以我们的得到的恩典也就更多呢？
God forbids.
神禁止有这样的想法。
Such attitude shows that a person does not understand the seriousness of sin.
这样的想法显示出这个人是根本的不了解罪的严重性。
God's forgiveness does not make sin less serious.
神能够原谅我们，并不表示说罪就是好像不是那么要紧。
It cost Jesus' life to pay for our sin.
罪是要解决的，他是要耶稣付上他的生命，为我们的罪付上代价。
The availability of God's mercy and forgiveness is not a license for us to keep on sinning.
我们知道，因为神的怜悯，他愿意来赦免我们的罪。这并不是一个好像是一个执照，代表我们可以继续犯罪。
Jesus said in John 14:21.
主耶稣在约翰福音14:21里面这样说。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。并且要向他显现。
Our motivation now is love in everything we do towards God and others.
现在我们做任何事情的动机都是因着爱，我们要是为了爱人跟爱神。
What I mean is love in truth, because truth will set us free.
我这样说，我说的爱心是指说我们要按照真理诚实来相爱。因为真理使我们得自由。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
A guy by the name Ricardo from New York.
在纽约市有一个人叫做利卡多。
Who was a homosexual?
他是一个同性恋。
A prostitute.
他也是贩淫。
And also a drug addict.
并且他也 是 有毒瘾。
Someone shared with him about the gospel.
有人跟他分享神的福音。
And the consequences of his sin.
并且告诉他罪的后果是什么。
His life was transformed when he repented of his sin and received Christ, Jesus Christ as his Savior.
利卡多他是完全为他的罪后悔，忧伤痛悔，回转了，并且接受耶稣基督做他的救主。他的生命就完全的 得到一个转变。
This is love and truth.
这就是在按照真理而来的爱。
Love is not letting people continue to do whatever they want.
爱心并不是说你就让那些人继续去做他们想做的事情。
True love is telling the truth in love, even though sometimes it may be very offensive.
真正诚实的爱心就是要用爱心说诚实话，虽然有的时候这个真理可能是会让人不高兴的。
How should Christian use the law?
基督徒要怎么样来使用这些律法呢？
The first purpose of the law is to be a mirror for ourselves.
我们知道律法第一个功用就是说它就好像一面镜子。
On one hand, the law reflects and mirrors the perfect righteousness of God.
一方面来说律神的律法就反映出神的完全神的公义。
The law tells us much about God, who God is.
这个律法就告诉我们很多神我们的神是怎样一个神。
Perhaps more importantly, the law eliminates human sinfulness.
另外一方面来说呢也许更重要的就是律法照亮了我们人的罪性。
The law highlights our weaknesses so that we might seek Christ for strength and forgiveness.
律法能够照亮我们的软弱所以我们能够因此而寻求基督耶稣的赦罪之恩并且向他寻求力量。
The second purpose of the law is the restraint of evil.
律法另外一个功能就是要能够限制罪恶。
The law in and by itself cannot change human hearts.
律法本身并不能够改变人心。
It can, however, serve to protect the righteous from the unjust.
然而律法的确有这样的功能它能够保守这个义人不受这些不义之人的伤害。
The law allows for a limited measure of justice on this earth.
律法能够让有限的公义在这个世界上实现。
Until the last judgment is realized.
一直到神最后的审判来临。
Let me give you an example.
我可以给你们一个例子。
Speed limit does not typically keep men from speeding.
我们知道交通法里面有速度限制但是并不能够一般来讲这个法律并不能够禁止人们超速。
It does restrain speeding to some degree.
但是这个速限的法律的确能够限制这个超速到某种程度。
Most will drive 40 or 50 in a 40-mile speed zone.
如果这个在一个地方速限是每小时40英里，那很多人大概会开45到50英里。
But few will burn through at 95 miles per hour.
大概几乎很少人会敢开到95英里在这样的地方，因为他们害怕这个律法的惩罚。
The third purpose of the law is to reveal what is pleasing to God.
律法第三个功能就是能够显示出什么是能够讨神喜悦的。
As children of God, the law enlightens us as what is pleasing to our God, to whom we seek and to serve.
我们都是神的儿女律法只使我们能够明白哪一些是能够讨神喜悦因为我们都是寻求侍奉神的。
Christian delight in the law as God himself delights in it.
基督徒都是喜欢遵守律法就像神很喜悦这律法所规定的一切。
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
主耶稣说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
This is the highest function of the law.
这就是律法最高的功能了。
To serve as an instrument for the people of God to give him the glory and honor.
律法就是好像一个工具借着律法这个工具神的子民能够把荣耀尊荣都归给神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
God today speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ.
神今天借着他的儿子耶稣基督向我们说话。
We must live by what Jesus said.
我们必须照着耶稣所说的教导来生活。
Not the law of Moses.
并不是照着摩西所颁发的律法。
For God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
天父曾经这样说过，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
Let's look at what's happening to our country we live today.
让我们来看一看我们所在的这个国家现在的状况是如何。
The morality of America is rapidly in decline.
美国的道德水准是急速下降。
America is incrementally and systematically rejecting God.
美国这个国家是不断的继续的在拒绝神。
As a result, our nation is experiencing unparalleled moral decay.
结果呢，我们这个国家现在正经历前所未有的道德败坏。
75% of Americans say the country moral value are worsening.
75%的美国人都说现在美国的道德价值是每况愈下。
The most obvious signs of moral decay in America are
我们可以来看一看美国道德败坏的这些症状。
The prevalence of out of wedlock births
我们看到这个私生子的普遍增加
The breakups of families
还有离婚破碎家庭
Abortion
堕胎
Homosexuality
同性恋
But there are other signs as well
另外还有一些其他的迹象
The decline in civility
就是在道德礼仪上的降落
The lack of integrity in bothPublic and private life.
还有我们看到在公众生活、私生活上缺乏连结。
And the lack of trust in our government.
还有我们普遍的对政府缺乏信任。
The bad news is,
坏消息是这样的。
America is drowning in wickedness and immorality and heading to self-destruction.
美国正沉溺在越来越多的罪恶不道德的行为当中，并且走向自我毁坏。
However, the good news is,
然而我也有一个好消息。
Even in the face of such moral degradation, many are seeking answers.
即使是在面临今天这样道德败坏的社会，许多人还是在寻求答案。
Only God's people can make a difference by pointing individuals and our nation back to God.
只有属神的人能够发生影响力，借着能够改变现状，因为他们可以把把个人跟这个国家都带回到神的身边。
Let us make a difference by being the light and salt of the world.
让我们来影响这个世界，作为这个世界的盐和光。
And live a life worthy of His calling.
让我们来过一个与我们得救蒙恩的相称的生活。
Let us bow before God and pray to Him.
让我们一起屈身向神祷告。
And ask for His forgiveness for our own sin.
向神求罪得赦免。
And also to bring revival to our nation.
并且祷告这个国家能够得到复兴。
May this message bring you hope and peace.
我希望今天的信息能够带给你盼望和平安。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。